Yesterday we started the Gemara on the top of Mem Amud Aleph. Rashi and Tosfos quote from Menachas Daf Lamed Vav. Sochem Tula Netvila Choizem Evarim. If you didn't talk in between Tefillah Shal Yad and Tefillah Shal Rosh, so the bracha on the Shal Yad relates to the Shal Rosh. If you did talk, then you have to say a bracha. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos what it means. Rashi Shita is that normally you only say one bracha on the Tefillah. So if you talk in between Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, then you have to say a separate bracha on Shal Rosh on Mitzvah's Tefillah. Rabbi Natam learns, that's the common practice, Rabbi Natam learns, you always say two brachas. You always say L'Aniach Tefillah on the Shal Yad on Mitzvah's Tefillah Shal Rosh, but the bracha L'Aniach that you recite before putting on the Shal Yad relates to the Shal Rosh as well. You're really saying two brachas on the Shal Rosh. And if Soch, Bein Tefillah L'Tefillah, then he has to say both brachas before he puts on the Shal Rosh. In Vodinami, it says in Shulchan Aruch, if a person only has a Shal Rosh, he's not putting on a Shal Yad, so he says two brachas. So you see from that Gemara that Soch, if a person recites a Bichas HaMitzvah and he talks, he's mafsik b'dibur in between the Bichas HaMitzvah and the Asiyas HaMitzvah, the bracha doesn't relate to the mitzvah, and he has to repeat the bracha all over again. The Gemara in Soito has a machloike satan hoim. Regarding the pasuk, Mihu Isha Yori Verachaleva, Vielach Yashim Lebeso, that the Tanoim have a machlekis in the Mishnah, what is that referring to? So one Tana says, it's referring to one who is not cut out for war. He's going to see war, he's going to collapse. So you can't take him into the army. And the other Tana says, yeah, that's Pshat, but in addition to that, it also refers to one who's Yori Me'averi Shebiyoda. And then there's a machlekes satanoim. They both assume a yorid me'aver shebiyada, and they argue about some other details. Very unclear. What are they fighting about? So the Gemara there, Perak Mashuach Mechama, in the end of Masechet Sota, the Gemara explains the machlekes satanoim is: what if he's very careful? He only violates an aver derabbanan. He never violates an aver deraisa. Only violates derabbanan. So would you kick him out of the army or not? So one Tana says, even if he only violates the Rabbanan, the other Tana says, no, you don't accept him into the army if he violates an Aver D'Oraisa. One who violates an Aver Rabbanan is taken into the army. So the Gemara gives an example. What's an Aver D'Rabbanan? So the Gemara says, Soch Bein Tfila L'Tfila. Aver Hibiyada V'Chazra Aleha Me'orche HaMacham. If he talks in between Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, why is that an Aver D'Rabbanan? So the Pasha Pshat is, because he's Goren Bracha Shein Etzvichim. When he put on a Shal Rosh, let's say according to Rashi, when you put on a Shal Rosh, you should really say a bracha. But the bracha on the Shal Rosh is covered with the L'Haniach on the Shal Yad. So if you're talking between Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, then you have to say a bracha on the Shal Rosh, but since you could have covered that with the previous bracha that you said before putting on the Shal Yad, that's called Garen Bracha Shein Etzvicha. It's not the same as bracha L'Vatol. The bracha L'Vatol means a person says, Barim Minim Zainas, and he's not eating any cookies. That's a bracha L'Vatol. Garen Bracha Shein Etzvicha means, let's say, he's in the middle of eating his cereal. He said, Barim Minim Zainas, in the middle of eating the bowl of cereal. All of a sudden, in the middle of nowhere, he says, Ala Michia, then he says, another Barim Minim Zainas, eat the second half of the bowl of cereal. He could have covered the whole bowl of cereal with one bracha. So the Ala Michia that he said is in place, and the Barim Minim Zainas for the second half is in place, and the second Ala Michia, everything is in place. But since he could have covered everything with one bracha Shalafaneh, one bracha Shalachreah, that's called Bracha Shein Etzvicha. It's not as severe as Bracha L'Atala, it's Bracha Shein Etzvicha. So the Gemara says, Goren Bracha Shein Etzvicha, that's only an Aver D'Rabbanan. That's a Shaila. What if one says a Bracha L'Atala? That's also only the Rabbanan, or is that their Raisa? That we had when we were talking about the Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam's the thrust of the whole Rabbi Natam, that women can recite a Bracha when they perform the Mitzvah of Shazman Grama, the way Tesis presents the Rabbi Natam. The whole pshat that Rabbi Natan begins with that assumption. The bracha levatol is only the Rabbanan to begin with. It's not a bracha shein etzvicha there. It's a ganzen a bracha levatol. So Rabbi Natan starts off with the assumption, bracha levatol is only the Rabbanan. And therefore, kedei lasis nachas ruach lenoshim, so we allow them to violate it in the Rabbanan based on his interpretation of the Gemara about noshim samchas rishus, the way he read the Gemara. Then we had a totally different version of the Rabbi Natan. The way the Mordechai in Erevin, the second parak in Erevin, quotes Rabbi Natam and Gantz in a different version. That since we recite a bracha on a minhag, then on Rosh Chodesh we recite a bracha before we say Chatzi Halal. And the Gemara says in the end of Tainis, the Chatzi Halal on Rosh Chodesh is only a minig. So the women, Kvanogu, the minig of the women is that they listen to Tkiya Shofar, and the women do shake a lulav. So since the Mechuyev mitam minig to shake a lulav and to listen to Tkiya Shofar, So they can say a bracha because you say a bracha on a minig also. That's a totally different hezbah. It's in Gansan a different shot. That's not the way it says in the Tosfos. Tosfos quotes Rabbi Natan in a totally different version. So again, the original Gemara in Soito, in Perek Mashuach Nechama, has three shitas. One shita is Mi Hayish Ayari Viracha Leivov, means Kipshuto. Eina Yochol Amad Bikishvei HaMelchama. He's going to go to battle all four for pieces. He's psychologically not fit. Many people are not fit to fight in a war. They won't take him. The next Tana says, in addition to the Pshuto Shal Mishkara, it also refers to one who violates Averes Deraisa. The third Tana adds that even an Aver Derabanan. The Gemara gives an example of an Aver Derabanan, Asach Ben Tfilo Letfilo, which is Gorim Bracha Shein Etzvicha, not Bracha Levatol. So that's Derabanan. Bracha Levatol is the Machlekes. Morgan Avram says, when you read the simple reading of the Rambam, you get the impression that he thinks that Bracha Levatol is a real Aver Deraisa. Bracha Shein Etzvicha is only Derabanan. Bracha Levatol maybe is Deraisa, maybe is Derabanan. So again, so if a person talks, let's say a person talks in between the Bichas HaMitzvah and the Mitzvah, so it's Beferish in the Gemara Menachas Lamed Vav. The Bracha doesn't relate to the Mitzvah, and since he's about to perform the Mitzvah, and the Bracha that he said from before doesn't relate, so he's obligated anew to recite all over again the same Bracha. Kol HaMitzvahs Kulam Mevarach Aleihem Arba L'Asiyasah. So here Rashi and Tosfos learn the same is true regarding eating food. The Bracha has to be recited before you eat the food, and it has to be recited b'samach to the eating of the food. We showed from the Gemara in Arvi Psachim that the din kol ha-mitzvahs kulam mevarach aleihem arba l'asiyasim, that the bracha should be mitzurif to the mitzvah, that's more chomer than the bracha being mitzurif to eating the food. The Gemara there had like this: all year long when I say ha-maitzi and the bnei bayis are sitting around on Shabbos and Yontem, they listen. So no one says that you have to have a challah in front of everybody. I say ha-maitzi, I cut up the challah, and everybody's ultimately going to get a piece of challah, and that's not a hepsik. But on Leil Pesach, that's a machlokes in the Gemara. So one opinion holds the matzah b'fnei kol echad v'yechod. Why? Otherwise, it's not going to be oyver l'asiyosim. It'll be oyver the oyver. So Tosfos says, so what do you do all year long? You say ha-maitzi. No one requires that everyone should have a matzah. Tosfos says, no, all year long is just an issue of birchas hamenin. On Yontif, on Pesach night, it's an issue of birchas hamitzvah. So the birchas hamitzvah, the lashon ha-gemara is birchas hamitzvah, has to be recited oyver l'asiyosim. Oyver means immediately prior to the asiyos hamitzvah. That's how the Rishonim say oyver, and not oyver the oyver. It shouldn't be way in advance. That's be oyver l'asiyosim. So one opinion in the Gemara was that halacha l'maaseh, there's a difference that the tzirah between the reciting of the birchas hamitzvah and the mitzvah has to be stronger than the tzirah between the reciting of birchas hanenin in the achila. We happen to paskin not so. We paskin even on Pesach night. It's the same as all year long. You don't need matzah b'fnei kol echad v'echad. You only have matzah b'fnei mishoimer es ha'agada. You only have matzah in front of the father, the helper. That is not the same as all year long. The same tzirif that you need between Birchas HaNenen and HaNoah is the same degree of tzirif you need between the Birchas HaMitzvah and the Mitzvah. So here it's really a chiddush that Rashi and Tosfos point out. The Gemara in Menachos, that Tzoch ben Tfilah leTfilah, Sicha is a hefsik, and you got to repeat the bracha. The original Gemara, and the Gemara in Soito, that Tzoch ben Tfilah leTfilah, Chozer Olam Aver Hibiyodah, V'Chozer Olam Yorcham Alchama, Tzen Aver Derabbanan. So that we know that Sicha is mevatel the tzirah between the Birchas HaMitzvah and the Mitzvah. Our Gemara has a chiddush that Sicha, Shaloi Minyan HaAchila, Sicha is mevatel the tzirah between Birchas HaNenen in the Achila, and you have to repeat the Birchas HaNenen over again. That's chiddush number one. That's what the first line in our Gemara. Now the question is, what if a person is eating a whole meal? So he says, HaMotzi Lechem and Hoatzi, not allowed to talk between the bracha and the eating of the first piece of bread. And then he's not allowed to talk between the first swallow and the next swallow. He's not allowed to talk till he finishes eating all the bread that he plans to eat. Never heard of such a din. So what happened to the din that you need, that you need there should be a tzirup between the bracha and the achila? So the answer is, that's what we said a few days ago, last week. We said the bracha is really only chal on the first morsel of food that he eats, and the rest is muta b'li bracha. Just like you have a din ikar and tofel, birch alika patas hatfim. That's he's having potatoes with salt and butter on top of it. So he says Bar Pi Adoma on the potatoes. Bar Pi Adoma, if you say Bar Pi Adoma on salt and on butter, you're not yotze. It doesn't grow from the ground. What kind of a din is that? Say Bar Pi Adoma on the potatoes, so you don't have to say bracha on the salt and the butter. The answer is, it's also Lodim Shehadim Adolam Azeh Blah Bracha, only goes on the yikr. On the tofel, once you've said a bracha, if you're eating an ikar and a tofel, you didn't say a bracha at all, then you're over an avera for eating the potatoes without a bracha and eating the salt and the butter without a bracha. But if you did say a bracha on the ikar, then the chachamim, who are misakin this whole din de rabbanan, so they said, birach al ikar, patas atvela. You don't need a bracha on the tofel. Not that barpi adam is chal on the salt and the butter. You don't require a bracha on the salt and the butter. So here also, once you say a bracha and you swallow the first bit of food, so the bracha was mitzurif because there was no hefsek. The bracha was mitzurif to the first swallow of food that he made. So then the rest of the food that he's going to eat doesn't require a bracha. So now Taisus in Chulin has a shaila. Taisus by us assumes that you already know what they wrote in Chulin. Taisus in Chulin has a discussion. Let's say they have a slaughterhouse and they're shechting chickens. And the chicken's on a conveyor belt. They have one, they have someone holding the chicken that shouldn't jump around. And then the Sheikha Joe goes like this. Slit. He shechts approximately 60 chickens a minute. They shecht very quickly. So the shaila is, his slot is to shecht for an hour. So you're going to tell him he has to say bracha ala shechita. He's not allowed to talk for an hour. You can go off your mind, not talking for an hour. So what always happens is, for 20 minutes or so, they're careful, they don't talk. And then after that, they can't take it anymore. So then they start talking, try to talk and learning. A little bit. They try to talk and learning, debate Torah. Okay. So what's takada din? If you eat a lot of food, you say brachas on the first bit, and you swallow, so the bracha was chal on that, then halacha says mutar lachatchila to talk if you swallow the first bit. So what's the story if you're shechting many chickens? He says, as long as the bracha related to the first mitzvah, and you're repeating the mitzvah many times over. Then you say, as long as the bracha related to the first shechita, so now it's permissible lachatchila to talk in between the first shechita and the second shechita? Or do you say, no, that's only by birchas hanenin, that the takana was, like birch alika potas atvela, you don't need a bracha on the tofel. See, you only need a bracha on the first bit that you're swallowing. The rest that you're going to eat, the chacham never required a bracha. But by mitzvahs, maybe the halacha requires that each and every individual maisa mitzvah requires its own bracha. So let's say I plan to put up have a house, I have 20 rooms, I need 20 mezuzahs. So I'm going to put up all the mezuzahs. It takes a long time to put up, to measure each place that it should be. So it can take an hour, it can take more than an hour to put up 20 mezuzahs. So he's not allowed to talk from the beginning to the end. So that's 2 days in Tosfos and Chulin on that Pesach. So our Tosfos assumes Ha'od Yosef Behemis V'tan Golem Lishchot. Tosis says, if you mafsik ben shchita l'shchita me'inyan ha'shchita, that's the same as being mafsik in between the bracha and the tchilos ha'achila. Tosis by us holds the chumra dig away, that by doing mitzvah, so you repeat the same mitzvah many times over, the bracha has to be mitzurf to each and every mitzvah. That's basically what it is by the Shal Yad and the Shal Rosh. The Shal Yad is one mitzvah and the Shal Rosh is another mitzvah. He said the bracha and he put on the Shal Yad. It was not mafsik between the bracha and the Shal Yad. So then you say, if soch ben tfila le tfila, the bracha that he said before the Shal Yad doesn't relate to the Shal Rosh. Why not? It's another mitzvah. Shal Yad is one mitzvah and Shal Rosh is another mitzvah. That's a question. Is that true? Shal Yad and Shal Rosh are one mitzvah or they're two mitzvahs? So the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah, as well as in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam has the following klal. If the Ma'akvim Zezeh, that's a simon ledova that it's one mitzvah. The Dalet Minim Shebelu, the Ma'akvim Zezeh, so that's a simon that it's one mitzvah. But Shal Yad is Enim Akeva Shal Rosh Enim Akeva Shal Yad. If you only have one, you put on the one that you have. Or if he has bandages, he has a cast on his arm and he can't put on the Shal Yad, then the din is he puts on the Shal Rosh. And the Rambam says the fact that they're not Ma'akvim Zezeh, that's an indication that is two distinct mitzvahs. So according to the Rambam, that the two distinct mitzvahs, and the Gemara says beferish. The Gemara says the Rambam learns like Rashi, that if you say a bracha before the Shal Yad, you don't say a bracha at all before the Shal Rosh. And if soch ben tefila le tefila, then you have to say a separate bracha on the Shal Rosh. Not then you say two, like the rabbinic times, then you say one. So according to the Rambam, the two distinct mitzvahs, lohaniach tefillin really fits in on Shal Yad and on Shal Rosh. This is tefillin and this is tefillin. This is tefillin Shal Yad, this is tefillin Shal Rosh. And if he says the bracha before the shalyad and he's not mafsik, the bracha relates to the shalyad. So why do you say he's mafsik in between the shalyad and the shalrosh? He has to say another bracha. So from the Rambam it would appear that even though you're repeating a mitzvah, you're doing a separate mitzvah. You were not mafsik between the bracha and the mitzvah rishona, but you're mafsik between the mitzvah rishona and the mitzvah shniya. You're mafsik between the 30th chicken and the 31st chicken, that you have to say another bracha then. That seems to be the Rambam's opinion. That's what our Tosis is working on, that assumption. So Tosis is only meikel if it's letzorach hashchita, if it's me'inyan hashchita. If it's me'milsa d'shchita, like, oh, yes, behemis lishchar, oh, yes, are there any more chickens to shechter? Is the day over? So that's me'inyan hashchita, like over here. Tol beruch, avi melach, v'leture, whenever it's the inyan ha'achila, then it doesn't constitute a hefsek b'dieved. Thank you very much. But if it's not the inyan ha'shchita, then Tosfos holds that it would pose a problem. Yeah. How can one get out of this? How is it possible for Tosfos to have an opposing opinion? Tosfos and Chulin, and Daf Zayin has the other opinion that it's not so. That is mutar l'chatchila to talk in between the first shchita and second shchita. As long as the birchas hashchita was chal on the first chicken, then it's mutar l'chatchila to talk in between the first chicken and the second chicken, the same as achila. As long as the bracha related to the first bit of food, then there's no problem. Why? So what do they do with the Gemara by the tefillin? The Gemara says, soch ben tefillah l'tefillah choyze mevarech. Why is it choyze mevarech? It's like soch ben shchita l'shchita. So apparently the Tosfos is of the opinion that shal yad and shal rosh are one mitzvah. They don't hold like the Rambam's klal. The fact that they're not me'akim zezeh, that should be a hechacha, that they're two distinct mitzvahs. Doesn't hold like that. So Tosfos apparently thinks that the mitzvah b'shleimusa shal yad and shal rosh together. And we see that there's a connection between the two. The Gemara learns that from Pesukim, you have to put on the shal yad first, then you put on the shal rosh afterwards. If there's a seder, how to do it? So doesn't that itself seem to indicate that there's a kesher between the two? So doesn't that indicate that it's one mitzvah? If the two distinct mitzvahs, does it make sense to have a seder? Why should you have to perform mitzvah A before mitzvah B? That's a question. That's what we mentioned yesterday, that the Rashbam writes in Arvei Psochim, al matzis and merorim yochluhu. So the pasuk mentions matzis first, then it mentions merorim. So there's a seder lechatchila deraisa, the Rashbam writes. You have to first eat matzah and then eat mor. B'dieved, if you eat the mor before the matzah, you'll be yotzei, but lechatchila, the Seder is first to eat matzah, then to eat mar. L'chora, matzah, mar. Clearly two distinct mitzvahs. Does anybody say that one mitzvah? It's hard to believe. Pashtus is the two distinct mitzvahs. And nonetheless, the Rashbam says if there's a Seder l'chatchila, it's very surprising. So that's the Rambam holds that Shayam and Shalrosh are two distinct mitzvahs, and there's a Seder l'chatchila deraisa. Shartim lo sal yadecha, then only then v'hoyur at the tovis b'inecha. Because man shebeinecha yushtayim. You should never put on the Shalrosh before you put on the Shalyah. You always have to put on the shalyad first. So the Rambam holds that the shalyad and shalrosh are two different mitzvahs, and nonetheless, it's shaykh to have a seder, how to perform the mitzvahs. First to do this mitzvah, then to do that mitzvah. Okay, but that's what Tosfos. That's like the Rashbam said by the matzah and the mark. They're clearly two distinct mitzvahs, and there's a seder l'hatchila. But it could be that that's what motivated Tosfos. Where did Tosfos get this idea from? That Shalyad and Shalrosh is one mitzvah. The two parts of one mitzvah. If you do both, then you have the mitzvah b'shleimusa. If you only do one, then you have a mitzvah shalom b'shleimusa. Where did Tosfos get that idea from? So it could be that they got it from this Gemara that calls man shebein enecha yushtayim. If there's a Seder, how are you supposed to perform it? First A and then B. So it shows l'chor that A and B are connected, that it's one mitzvah. Maybe. Maybe that's what motivated Tosfos to say like this. According to Tosfos, that the shalyad and shalrosh are really two parts of the same mitzvah. So if he soch ben tefillah letefillah, what he did was he was mafsik in between the bracha, not in the tefillah's ma'isah mitzvah, soch between the bracha and the gemar ha-mitzvah. That's a person who's bedik chomes, he has 20 rooms in his house. He has the 20 mezuzahs up, and he has 20 rooms in the house. And he uses all the 20 rooms. And they eat crumbs all over the house. The children have little babies. They're running all over with the candy and the crumbs, the cookies all over the place. He has to make bedikas chametz in 20 rooms. So he says a bracha shekadam sano al bir chametz before he does the bedikas chametz, and then he starts to look. So is it mutter to talk in between bedikas cheder harishon and bedikas cheder hasheni? Is that a repeat of the same mitzvah? Well, it's not a repeat. It's not like shechting 20 chickens. Each one is separate. Here, I didn't finish the bedikas chametz until I check all the 20 rooms of my house. So that's really, he was mafsik. If he talks in the middle of bedikas chametz, lachatchili not allowed to talk to the gemara about bedikas chametz. Why? It's not the machlokes 2 days and days. It's about talking between shchita l'shchita, soch ben shchita l'shchita. No. Shchita l'shchita, the second shchita is unrelated to the first one. It's a repeat of the same mitzvah many times over. But dikas chametz, you're not yoytze the bedikah unless you do the bedikah in all 20 rooms of the house. So you're in the middle of performing the mitzvah. So what's takada din? A person says a bichas ha-mitzvah, al achilas matzah, and then he only swallowed a half a kazayas. But in order to fulfill the mitzvah, you have to swallow a full kazayas of matzah. And then he starts talking. In the middle of the matzah, he swallowed a half of his eyes, didn't swallow the second half of his eyes. He's going to finish the second half of his eyes within Tekad Achilas Pras, the first half of his eyes. Would you require that he should repeat the bracha? Or do you say no? Since the bracha was mitzvah to the Tchilas on mitzvah, so that's good enough. So that's a big machlekes in Rishon. What's it din? One is mapsik in the middle of Bedikas Chametz. Some Rishonim says mutar lachatchila to be mafsik in the middle of bedikas chametz, as long as the bracha was mitzurif to the tchilas ma'isa mitzvah, maspik. Others say that you have to repeat the bracha. That if you talked in the middle of bedikas chametz, so you talked in the middle of achilas matzah, you have to repeat the bracha because the bracha has to relate not only to the tchilas ma'isa mitzvah, has to relate to the whole ma'isa mitzvah by eating a mashu who also needs a bracha. So the bracha relates to the first mashu, and the rest of the meal is mutar lechol b'li bracha. But by mitzvah, you require the bracha should relate to the entire ma'isa mitzvah. So if he talks in the middle, he has to say over a bracha. We paskin lechatchil, you should not talk in b'di'evad, you don't have to repeat the bracha. Because the Rit quotes the machlokes harishonim. If someone talks in the middle of the bedikas chametz, some goyim said, if it's mutar lechatchil to talk in the middle of the bedikas, as long as he weren't mafsik between the bracha and the tchilas ha-bedikah. And others say, even b'di'evad, you have to repeat the bracha. So we make the compromise, l'chatchila shouldn't be mafsik, and b'di'evad, you wouldn't repeat the bracha. So by shchita, that's also the way it says in Yerida. It's machlokes, it's 2 days in Tosfos. Whether shchita, mitzvahs, if you repeat mitzvahs one after the other, is it the same as birchas hanenin? You only require the birchas hanenin should relate to the first mashuhu that you swallow. Then the rest is mutar b'li bracha. So they say the same by mitzvahs. When you repeat the mitzvah a second time, third time, a hundredth time, he shechts 100 chickens in an hour. So you say he doesn't have to repeat the bracha. Only the first shechita needs a bracha. The rest is mutter to shecht without a bracha. That's how do you word it? What's the word? Is it the same? By Birchas Hanenin, we say, Osaladim Shehanim and Oilam Azeh B'loi Bracha. So the bracha is really matir. The Rabbanim, there's an Isser, and the bracha is matir the Isser. So we say, first, as long as you had a matar on the first mashu that you eat, so the rest of the achil is muta b'li bracha. What do you say by mitzvah? It's also the same thing. It's also to perform a mitzvah without a bracha. That's how you word it. It's also to perform a mitzvah without a bracha. And if you add a matir, namely the birchas ha-mitzvah, on the first mitzvah, then the rest of the repeat of the mitzvah many times over, the rest of the shchitas, the other 99 shchitas are muta to perform without a bracha. Mamish parallel to Birchas Hanenin, or they say, no, what is that? It's not the same. It's totally different, it's a different word. Birchas Hanenin is also Lahanis, but all of us have bracha. So the bracha is the matir. Hashem horetz m'loya, horetz nasan of ne'odam. So as long as you had the matir of bracha on the first achila, so the rest of the achila is amutah b'li bracha. But by Birchas HaMitzvah, it's not a word of matir. The word is, every mitzvah should be enhanced by having a bracha recited in connection with that mitzvah. So what is it going to help if the bracha related to the first shchita, the bracha related to the first mitzvah? Let's say I'm going to do bedikas chametz in my house, then I'm going to do it in your house, then all the neighbors. The whole dormitory emptied out before Pesach. I'm the last one there. Everybody lives in a different continent. I'm the only one who lives in the New York area. So they all mechabed me. They all appoint me as the shlich to do the bedikas chametz. If I have a house that has 20 rooms, so if I'm only baidik 10 rooms, I only did a half a mitzvah. I'm baidik my dormitory rooms, so I did the whole mitzvah. Then you made me shlech, I should be baidik your room. Next guy made me shlech, I should baidik his room. So that means I'm doing 5 different mitzvahs. So after not doing one long mitzvah, each one's room is a separate mitzvah. So that's the shaila. If I plan to do five shchitas, or five bedikas chometz, one after the other, unrelated, from five different people, is it the same as food? That you say you need a birchas hamitzvah to be matter the mitzvah? So it's taka the same as food. So the takana was, as long as you had a birchas hamitzvah for the first mitzvah, then you're permitted to perform the remaining mitzvahs without a matir. But he's saying, no. Chacham wanted to enhance the chashivas of the mitzvah. A person is going to make bedikas chametz. The women do spring cleaning anyway. They clean up their house anyway, once in a while. Some women do clean up their house. That's what you're supposed to look for in a wife. A clean wife is going to make a clean house and have clean babies. Yeah. So you want that it should be people put on tefillin. So people put on all kinds of things on their arm. So we want that it should be clear. We want that it should be clear that I'm performing this act, l'shem mitzvah, eating matzah. Whatever mitzvah you do, want that it should. People put on a talis. People are cold, so they put on clothing. So this is his. Everyone has their own funny color. Look, no two people have the same color shirt. Every person has a different shirt. And ganzen different. No two people have the same shirt. So this guy puts on a talis. He wants that it should be bolit, it should be nikker. What he's doing is l'shem mitzvah, so the chacham said, let him say bro. So maybe that's to enhance the chashivas of each and every mitzvah. So maybe it doesn't make sense to apply the klal from birchas hanenin to birchas hamitzvah. What's taka the nature of the din of birchas hamitzvah? Is it the same as birchas hanenin that it's mater asiyas hamitzvah? What do you mean mater asiyas? I mean midirabbanan. Midirabbanan. Min atar, you don't need a mater to perform a mitzvah. Midirabbanan, they said, asa ladum lakayim mitzvah ad sheyivarach aleha tchilo. It's also to approach, you can't walk up to the White House and knock on the door and say, I'm here, I want to talk to President Bush. The guards, they'll kick you out. You can't walk up to Buckingham Palace and say, I want to talk to the Queen. The guards will put you in prison before. So you can't approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu just to decide, I'm going to do his mitzvahs. You have to have a matir. Midrabbanan, we require a matir. You have to recite a bracha. Shekadoshanim sasu etzivanu. I say in advance, you commanded me to perform the mitzvah, so therefore I have a heter. Therefore I have permission to perform the mitzvah. Otherwise, maybe it's also to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu without a matir. So that's the shaila. What was the nature of the takanas chachamim of birchas hamitzvah? Was it along the same lines as birchas hanenin that they instituted it as a matir? Well, no, they instituted it to enhance the chashivas of the mitzvah, to make it bolek, to make it obvious that this is performed l'shem mitzvah. So this is a famous machlekes when you learn Yeridaya Simon Yutes, and Yeridaya is about birchas hashchita. The Gemara says, when you shech the bein, when you shech the nof, you have to recite the bracha in advance. So what's the din? If for some reason or another the sheikh did not say a bracha in advance, can he say the bracha lachar asiyas? The Gemara says, kol ha-mitzvos kulam baruch aleihem, oivel asiyas, and he's supposed to recite the bracha immediately prior to performing of the mitzvah. What if he didn't? So they give you an example in Shulchan Aruch. I know that this behemah is a suffix treifa. We happen to paskin that when you shech the treifa, no bracha is recited. They quote the name of Rashi. The Talmidim quoted the name of Rashi. Rashi's opinion was when you shech the treifa, you do say a bracha, because shchitas treifa is mitar midei nevela. It's not mata b'achila, but the shchita is chal vis-a-vis tumas nevela. So Rashi's opinion is that you do say a bracha when you shech the treifa. So we don't follow that Rashi. We hold halacha. You only say a bracha shekushan tason ala shchita. If it's going to be a shechita ksher, so how does the sheikhet know in advance that it's going to be a shechita ksher? We have the right to assume the rov behemis ksher is saying. So we follow the rov. How do you have the right to drink any milk in the world? We follow the rov that it came from a kosher behemis. How can you eat any meat? Are you allowed to eat meat? They don't check for all the trefers. They just check for the sirchas on the lungs. They don't check for everything. So the answer is you follow the rov behemis ksher is saying. So you say a bracha. So the shaila is, what if I have a behemoth that I know in advance that this is suffix treifa? So the Shulchan Aruch recommends you should not say a bracha in advance. It may turn out to be a bracha levatolik, because we don't follow Rashi, we hold that you're not allowed to say a bracha. You don't say a bracha when you shech the treifa. So I shech the behemoth, and then I check for that treifas that I was concerned about. It turns out that the animal is ksheira. So does it make sense to recite the bracha afterwards? So in Simon Yutes, in Yerideya, that's quoted as a machlokes, the Rambam in Yer Zaruah. The Rambam writes several times, "Kol haMitzvos Kulam Mevarach Aleihem Moivel Asiyasim in advance." And if you didn't say the bracha in advance, Mashenase Kvar Nase Farfalon, you lost your chance, and you cannot say a bracha lachar Asiyasim. Too late. And they quote the Yozarua, disagrees. The Yozarua doesn't quote the Rambam. The Yozarua writes, he has a Rai from a Mishnah in the end of Psochem. The Yozarua writes La'alocha, that if you didn't recite the bracha in advance of the mitzvah, there's still room to recite the bracha afterwards. So if you look, the Shach there in Siman Yud Tes quotes a Gemara later from, we'll get to it one of these days. The Gemara talks about the situation where a person ate food and he didn't say a bracha in advance. Can he say the bracha after he finishes eating the food? So the Gemara says, no. The whole idea of the bracha by Birchas Hanenin is also leharnas maral mazeh b'lay bracha. So the bracha serves as the matir. So the matir only makes sense if it precedes the iser. If I already did the iser, then it doesn't make sense to have bracha later, to be matir ex post facto, to be matir the achila that he did already. So that's beferish in the Gemara. That if a person ate the food already and he didn't recite a bracha in advance, so it's too late to say the bracha achakach. So that the Gemara puts together. The Gemara puts together with the din that you're not permitted to say a bracha after eating the food. The Gemara puts it together with the din that you cannot say a bracha on a mitzvah la'achar asiyosam. The only exception to the rule is a ger shen is gayer. The Gemara says when a ger is tovel in the mikveh, in order to become a ger, he has to have mila, then he has to have tvila in the mikveh. So when he has the milah, so the moil says the bracha. Shekirishan says, son alom alas hager. When the ger does the tfilos, and then the ger can say, Ashekirishan of the mitzvah savitivam. When you do the milah, he's not Jewish yet. He only becomes Jewish when he has the tfilah in the mikveh. But after he has the tfilah, then the ger himself can recite the bracha. Shekirishan of the mitzvah savitivam. But he can only recite the bracha, toval viola, after he comes out of the mikveh. As he's about to go into the mikveh, he's not Jewish yet. So he can't recite the bracha, Kirishan of the mitzvah savitivam. So that's where the Gemara has a brisa. The brisa is in Psochem Dav Zayin Amid Beis. It's more famous from Psochem Zayin Amid Beis, and it's also in Brachas Daf Nun Aleph in Shlosha Shachlo. So the Gemara says, "Tov al bi'ola," when the ger is tovel in the mikveh, when he comes out, "Bal diyasa haima," when he comes out, he says the bracha ala tefila. So the Gemara says that's the exception to the rule. From all the birchas hanenin, from all the birchas hamitzvahs, the din is that the bracha has to be recited in advance. And once you've eaten already the food, the Gemara has an expression, Mishochal shum v'recha noida, if you're the top of Nun Aleph and Man Aleph. If a person ate garlic and he has an odor, so what is he going to do to take away the odor? Yachsa v'yochal shum acher. Kidei shehei recha noida. What would you recommend? He should eat some more garlic. He's going to smell more than before. So if a person ate food without reciting a bracha in advance, so how can you rectify the situation? So if he's still in the middle of eating and he'll say a bracha, so the bracha will relate to the food that he's going to continue to eat. But if he finished eating the Gemara, Mishochal v'shosa v'loy birach. Here, it's five lines from the top of Nun Aleph and Man Aleph. The fellow finished eating and he didn't say a birchas hanenin in advance. So the Gemara says it doesn't make sense to say the birchas hanenin after he ate. The birchas hanenin is supposed to serve as a matir. So it's farfal, it's too late. So the Gemara says, aye, but it says by the ger, when he comes out of the mikveh, then he recites the bracha, shekirishan v'sasvan av ala tefila. So the Gemara says, that's the one exception to the rule. That's one and only exception to the rule, because akati gabra lochazi. Since he's not Jewish, it's not shaykh. He couldn't have said the bracha before. Kach tikno chachamim, that the ger should recite the bracha after he comes out of the mikveh. So the fact that the Gemara puts the two together is what led the Rambam to understand that just like Birchas Hanenin is a matir, also Lahanis Menala Mazeh B'lai Bracha, they instituted Birchas Hanenin to permit you to eat the food, so too they instituted Birchas HaMitzvah as a matir, and once he performed the mitzvah, it's farfal, Masha Nasa Kvar Nasa, it's too late, just like if you already finished eating the food, it'll be a bracha levatol if you say a Birchas Hanenin afterwards. It's not going to serve as a matir. Similarly, by a mitzvah, if you already perform the mitzvah, it's farfal, it's too late. It's too late to recite a bracha later. So the simple reading of the Gemara is like that. And that's how the Rambam writes in Perek Aleph, in Hilchas Brochas, the Rambam, not in Perek Aleph, later in Hilchas Brochas, the Rambam writes, Kederch shetiknu birchas hanen, kach tiknu birchas hamitzvah. Just like the rabbis instituted to say a bracha before eating food, so too the institute that you should say a bracha before you perform a mitzvah. Was kederach, he could have said, just like the rabbis instituted a bracha before you eat the potato chips, so too they instituted asher yotzar after you go out of the bathroom. What does one got to do with the other? It has nothing to do with each other. So what does the Rambam put these two together? Just like the instituted birchas hanenim, so too the instituted birchas hamitzvahs. So it sounds that the Rambam understood from this Gemara, Nun Aleph and Aleph, the Gemara puts together birchas hanenim with the birchas hamitzvahs, that the nature of the takona birchas hamitzvahs to serve as a matir, that it's not permissible, it's not proper to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu without having a heter. So the heter, minator, the heter is yimuchiv to perform the mitzvah. You have to do the mitzvah, that's the heter. Rabban Shalom told you to do it, so you don't need more than that. And with the Rabbanan, they said that you should add to the matir that you should recite birchas hamitzvah. So that's why the Rambam holds that b'dieved, just like it's not shaykh to say birchas hanen and after you ate the food, it's not shaykh to say birchas hamitzvah after you've already done the mitzvah. And if you say like that comparison of the Rambam, that's how Rav Soloveitchik always used to point out this Rambam. The Rambam about lachar asiyosam b'dieved, you can't say the brach, and the Rambam has the lashon kederach shetiknu birchas hanen kach tiknu birchas hamitzvahs. Rabbi Yosef Engel has this also in one of his svarim. He points out these two Rambams as well. But that's the Rambam's opinion. So if you say like that Rambam, then we understand why there was one opinion in Taisus that it's mutar l'chatchila to talk ben shchita l'shchita. The same is by achila. Only the first achila, only the first morsel of food requires a bracha. The rest of the food that you eat is, I already said hadama, whatever is covered with shahakol, the first bit of food needs the bracha to be mitzurf to it. And the rest of the food is muta b'li bracha. So these Rishonim hold that bein shchita l'shchita, bein b'dika l'chametz l'b'dika l'chametz, I'm b'dik for five different people, so bein b'dika l'b'dika, so the b'chas ha-mitzvah is matami, the first mitzvah, and then the rest of the mitzvahs I'm allowed to do without any bracha. So it's muta l'chatchila to talk. And the Arzarua clearly holds that, what does it do with the Gemara, Dafnun Aleph, I don't know, that's the Shach's Kasha. Shach points out in Simi Yutes and Yerdei, the simple reading of the Gemara is like the Rambam. That Bichas HaMitzvah, L'achar HaSiyosam, is the same as Bichas HaNenin, after you ate the food, that it can't serve as a matir, that the nature of Bichas HaMitzvah is a matir. So we don't know how he read the Gemara. Simple reading of the Gemara is like the Rambam, but the Arzarua holds not so. He holds that Bichas HaNenin is a matir, Bichas HaMitzvah is a different takana. The Chachamim wanted to enhance the chashivas of every bracha to make it clear and obvious that the mitzvah is done l'shem shamayim. So that's why they said to enhance the chashivas of the mitzvah you should say bracha. So then you can't say the first time I do the shechita I need a bracha, the rest of the shechita is muta b'li bracha. It's not a shaila being muta with a bracha without a bracha. You want to enhance the chashivas of the mitzvah by adding a bracha. So the bracha has to be chal on every shechita. So that's this issue in Taisus. If you're doing 10 shechitas b'zeh hazeh, is it the same as eating a lot of food b'zeh hazeh? So it's permissible l'chatchila to be mafzik after the first bit. Or do you say no? Yeah.
Why doesn't the Rambam pass on it? You can't do 10 shechitas.
I don't know what the Rambam says on that topic. Does he take a stand on that?
I thought we were saying from the fact that he says Sach ben Tefillah Tefillah.
Right, the Rambam holds it two distinct rights.
So for a Shechita, there would be two distinct mitzvahs.
Right.
There would be two distinct mitzvahs, and therefore you would have to make a bracha.
That's what it sounds like, yeah. I mean, so why shouldn't it be exactly the same as eating food? I don't know. That's a good question. Why shouldn't it be the same as eating food? Don't know.
He's saying the chatchila you can be mafsik if it's in your shechita, or that's only if it's in the yeah, that's only b'dieved because by eating food goof it's only b'dieved. Here the Gemara says, "Aviyah melech, aviyah lifton, ain't tzorich lebarach, that's b'dieved, but lechatchila the next Gemara says, 'Ena matzeh rasher levtzaya,' actually Aviyah melech lifton lefnei kolecha v'yechen. He really should avoid it by the bichas hanen."
But in a situation where you need to do something, then it's lechatchila to say something.
If it's a shas hatraksa, Shas Hatchak we allow lechatchila, what usually is only allowed by the Yevet.
They consider that to dimel all these mitzvahs, that since you have to say something, you go crazy if you don't say something, so then it's not considered a...
No, the Shailas is a mutter lechatchila to stop being mafzik after he does the first chita, after he does the first bedikas chametz in his apartment, and then the neighbor asks him to do bedikas chametz in his apartment. Maybe it's mutter lechatchila to talk, not only because he's going to go crazy. Maybe there isn't even a din lechatchila not to talk. So that's 2 days in Tosfos in Chulin and Daf Pei Zayin. Our Tosfos is assuming that you're not allowed to talk in between one and the other. Yeah, you're right. There's a problem in the Rambam. There's a problem. The Rambam learns that Tefillah Shel Yad, Tefillah Shel Rosh are two distinct mitzvahs. And Soch Ben Tefillah LeTefila. The Gemara says you have to repeat the bracha. So from the Rambam it would appear that if you Soch Ben Shechita LeShechita, you would have to repeat the bracha. So that's the shaila. But according to the Rambam, the Rama made the one who made the parallel between Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas HaNenen, that they both serve as a matir. So why shouldn't it be all the way? Why shouldn't the parallel go all the way? I don't know. But if you hold like the Ozarua, Lachara for sure, you would have to say another bracha. The Ozarua says that the nature of Birchas HaMitzvah is not at all similar to Birchas HaNenen. It's not a matir at all. It's to enhance the hashivas of the mitzvah. So why should the second shechita not need a bracha? If it will be a matir, so the first one needs a matir, and the rest is mutter, b'li matir. Like Birchas HaNen. But Birchas HaMitzvah, not so. So again, so the din is that if one is soch, that's mevatel atzira between the bracha and the mitzvah, and he's about to perform the mitzvah, so he has to repeat the bracha. We were talking about the reverse case. The woman benches lift, and then she's going to recite the bracha on the mitzvah, lachar asiyosam. Or the person washes until he's done, is going to recite the bracha, lachar asiyosam, after he already did the mitzvah. So that's what the Nevi Yehuda writes in his drushas. He says, if you're going to be mafzik in between the mitzvah and the bracha, so then that's mevatel the tziruf. So if you said the bracha in advance and then you talk, and now you're about to perform the mitzvah, so you have to say the bracha again. If he does the mitzvah in advance, and for some reason or another, we're making an exception to the rule, let's say the ger, tovol viola, and then he starts a whole conversation before he says the bracha, so then we're going to tell him, don't bother to say the bracha. You cannot say the bracha. The mitzvah was already fulfilled. So what you have to say a bracha? Sicha is mevatel at tziruf. So if you can't have tziruf, so what is going to help to say a bracha now? The bracha will be hanging in midair. It's not going to be mitzuruf to the mitzvah that he already did previously. So that's what the Nadi Yehuda Tain is, that whenever you do the mitzvah first, then you say the bracha after. If you talk in between, so you shouldn't say the bracha. The bracha won't be mitzuruf to the mitzvah. The mitzvah is b'di'evet. You're yotzei the mitzvah without a bracha. Brachas are not miyakev. That's the Gemara at the beginning of the second parak. The Gemara says, Brachas ain't a miyakev. The Brachas HaMitzvah is not miyakev and Asiyas HaMitzvah. So the Gemara here has on the top line, the Gemara has the three opinions. The first opinion is that Tul Beruch, how do you translate the word Tul Beruch? What does it mean, Beruch? The Rashi translates, Tul Meprusas HaBracha. Take a piece of challah over which I've recited the bracha. Tul Beruch. He encourages the person next to him, take a piece of the challah that I said the bracha. And say, Aval Pisha Sof Min Time. Even though he talks in between the Hamoitzi and his swallowing of the challah, so but the Yebed, it's not a hefzik because it's Me'inyan HaAchila. Other Rishonim have the gears, so you look in the Rabbeinu Yoni, he has a gears of Tul Keruch. Instead of a base, he has a Chof. And that's the Lashon. The Gemara has Korach Rifta Bahadi Hadodi. The Gemara uses the verb Koruch. Koruch means to break bread. Bitziah. Bitziah is the same as Koruch. So Tul Keruch. Same thing. Just the difference in gears, but the meaning is the same. So the first opinion in the Gemara is that if he's encouraging someone else that they should eat, that b'di'evit, that's not a hefzik, l'chatchidu shouldn't do it, but b'di'evit is not a hefzik. But if he says havi melech, havi lifton, that would be a hefzik, because that's not really me'inyan ha'achil. The next opinion is, no, afilo havi melech, havi o lifton nami, because l'chatchidu, the proper thing is that you should have tasty bread. Unless the bread is so tasty, it doesn't need any melech, it doesn't need any lifton. That's the next Gemara. Amar Rava Bar Shmuel, Rishum Rabchi, Ena Betzer Rosh Olav Tzel, Shiavim Ma'al Melochai Liftan Lefnei Kol Lecha V'yecha. The Gemara Fek Takasha, this same Amorah, Rava Bar Shmuel once visited the Reish Galusa's home, Afike Elei Rifto, they had a gigantic loaf of bread, the Mechabedim Yishitze Amoitzis, he said Amoitzis, before they served, before they brought any margarine, before there was any butter on the table, there was no salt on the table, he just said Amoitzis on the bread. So the Gemara said, but he's the one who says, you have to have melech and lifton that the piece of challah should be tasty, should be a hidden mitzvah. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's if it doesn't taste so good. But here by the Reish Galusa, the food was delicious. So he said, leiz dein tzarch boshesh. This bread is so delicious, we don't have to postpone. We don't have to wait till we get margarine, till we shmir on margarine, until we salt the bread. You can say, I'm boti on this already. That's what Taisa says. The pashalon was delicious. We make delicious. You don't have to have any salt. Then he quoted Rabbi Menachem had a minute to have salt on the table because of the bittles man. Because the Gemara says later, you're not allowed to be mafsik in between Sholosh Tkifa saying. Where's the Gemara here? Mem Beis Amin Aleph right before the Mishnah. Sholosh Tkifa saying. So the third one is take care from the Tilus Yadayim Bracha. So Rashi says, you're not allowed to be mafsik between Mayim Achreinim and the Bichas Hamazon. That's the Rashi on Mem Beis Amin Aleph. That's clear in the Sugya like that. So Rabbi Kavega says, Kach Mavor B'Sugya. It's clear in our Gemara from the context of the quotation that's what it's talking about. Take care from the Tilus Yadayim Bracha goes, you should recite Bichas Hamazon soon after washing Mayim Achreinim. However, b'medrash Rabban Parshas Dvarim and Yerushalmi Perik Elo Ivrin M'sochim Mavur the Koyal Netilu Rishayin. It goes also on Ma'am Rishayin. We shouldn't be mafsik in between the Tilus Yadayim and the reciting of Amos. So that's what Tosis quotes here. Mem Amidal. But the meaning is that you don't talk and you wait till everybody comes and sits down at the table and says Shitli Dayim Dayim Below Mitzvahs. There's Bittul Torah. So something Mekatrig Aleihem. The meaning is that you have salt on the table. That it should be megan. Salt is a symbol of kapara because you're supposed to salt all the carbonas, and that's supposed to bring kapara. So you have salt on the table. Not that you have to dip the challah in the salt. The challah tastes delicious without the salt. You should have salt on the table. That should be megan alay. Okay. So again, so the first opinion in the Gemara is that it's only not a hefsek if it's inyan ha'achila tul bruch. Second opinion is even havi melech havi liftan is also not a hefsek. And the third opinion even gvila turi. Go prepare some food for the behemoth is also not a hefsik. Why? Because the Amar Rav Yudah, Amar Rav, also Lam Shiachul, Kam Shita Machal Behem Toshinemar, you have the Pasuk in Kriya Shema. When Asate Yisav Sotcha Lebehem Tocha, the Achal Tavis Avot. First you have to give the behemoth to eat and then the people eat. So we pass in all three, but the Eben are not considered hefsik. Lachatkili should take care of all this before you. Before you wash and before you say hamoitzi, and b'diavad, if you didn't, and you're mafsik in between hamoitzi and the achila, so we pass the b'diavad. It's not a hefsek. That's what we said by mitzvah. Also, l'chatchila, the proper thing is to make all the preparations in advance of the bracha. So when the bracha over the mitzvah is recited, so you perform the mitzvah immediately following the bracha. And b'diavad, if you said the birchas erusin, and then you start asking who are the yedim and is it your ring and mechavan l'shem kiddushin. So, but yeah, but it wouldn't be a hefsek. But l'chatchila, the proper thing is to take care of all of these achanas in advance of reciting the bracha.
Is not talking between the tefillas yadayim and making bracha hamotzi, is that connected to this or is that a different?
Yeah, that's what Tosis is assuming like that. Because she saw Yoshem al shulchan amtinim zezat sheitli yadayim. No one's talking, so no one's there's bitl Torah for a few minutes. So they're assuming, like Rabbi Kivega pointed out from the Medrash Rabbah and the Yerushalmi and Psochim, that not only is this din regarding Mayim Achreinim, it applies to Mayim Rishonim as well. That's the common minhag, that we don't talk in between the Tilus Yadayim and Amoitzim.
If someone talked, would they ask because we didn't Tilus Yadayim again?
No.
Even if it wasn't, rather soon, if someone just started a conversation,
No. You didn't have Tekev. So you violated the din of Tekev. No. You don't have to do it until the Siddayim over again. No. Unless it's Mesiach Das from eating the bread. He's going to pause to Rabbi Reichman was telling a story. on Leil Shabbos, I think. Tell a story about a Chassidish Rebbe on Shabbos afternoon, whenever it was. There was a Chassidish Rebbe who he told who it was, the Slonim Rebbe. So he visited once Tel Aviv and he was going to eat by Balabas. The Balabas was very poor, so he felt he has to be Mechaber the Rebbe. So he went and he asked his wealthy neighbors, he needs golden silverware, he needs fancy china dishes, and he got the most expensive. So Friday night the Rebbe made Kiddush. Then before Netilas Yadayim, the Rebbe started saying a whole drasha for an hour. So the Balabas is ready to drop dead. He wanted to say, I'm Oitzi, they're starving. So the Rebbe said he wants to give the Balabas asked the Rebbe, maybe we should wash Amoitzi, then he'll tell the drasha. He said, no, he wants to give another drasha. He says, another drasha, another hour, and then a third drasha, another hour, and the Balabas is dying. So he doesn't understand what's taking so long. So the Rebbe says to the Balabas, where did you get such beautiful silverware? Is this your silverware? So the Balabas says, no, I can't afford it. I asked my neighbor that if he could lend me. And tells the neighbor, and when will you table the silverware? So the neighbor says, ooh, he got scared. He wasn't table the silverware. He heard the Rebbe was coming, so he ordered special silver, gold plates and everything, and it was just delivered 10 minutes before Shabbos, and he wasn't table it. So the Rebbe says, that's why he kept on pausing. He thought that something was wrong over here. He smelled a bad odor, and he finally figured out that they weren't table the kelim, and that's why he didn't want to begin to eat on the kelim. So the story, Chassidish Maisa, okay, he said it's a true story, heard it, Eid Mipiyeid. He heard it from Rabbi Wolfson, he heard it from the Gabbai who was there. It's a true story. But it's Sholei Kedin. It can't be a true story. Because the Slonim Rebbe knew how to learn. Slonim Rebbe was not like most of the Rebbes. Slonim Rebbe was a big Talmid Chacham. He knew how to learn very well. So the story doesn't make any sense. He should have said Hamoitzi. Then he could have talked only once in between the Hamoitzi and the first course. But to talk for 3 hours, 4 hours in between Kiddush and Amaitzi, that's a violation of Kiddush B'makom Suda. So the same over here. If you wash until Sedayim, so if you talk a little bit before Amaitzi, Nishgefel, there's no Hesach Hadas. But if he's going to say, hold right there for 4 hours, there's going to be a Hesach Hadas. Then you're going to have to wash all over again. If you have a Hesach Hadas, you have to wash again. But if it's no Hesach Hadas, just Hepsit. So you violated the din l'chatchil of tekef, but you wouldn't have to repeat the netilas yadayim.
So, Chef, if somebody gave a long drasha in the middle of a suda, for an hour or two or three, would there not be a hesek of oil in the suda or not?
In the middle of a suda. The middle of a suda, so they're in the middle of eating.
So he gives a 3 hour drasha.
So that would be a problem. Can you continue to eat afterwards? If there's really such a long pause, the question whether you can say bracha achreina on the food. So the Mishnah Berurah says la'alacha based on the Gemara's later. He says you always have. The Mishnah Berurah thinks you always have. What does he say? I think he says you always have 72 minutes. You always have a minimum of 72. Even if you have a cup of water, a cup of orange juice, whatever you have, you can always say bar nefesh up until 72 minutes. And then how far after the 72 minutes can you still continue to recite a bracha achreina? So he says, if you ate a full meal, and after the 72 minutes are up, you're not really hungry, because you're still full from before, then you can still say a bracha achreina. But if you started to get hungry already, then you can't say a bracha achreina, and then the bracha rishayna is no longer chal on the rest of the food. That itself constitutes a hesach hadas. If you have a very long pause in the middle of a meal. Every wedding, they have pauses in the middle when they do the dancing. They have a pause around. How long is each dance? Depends. Sometimes they're long, yeah. So if you eat before the dance and you plan to continue to eat after the dance, it's not 72 minutes, that's for sure. But if you've got to have somebody give a long drasha in the middle of the wedding, that'll be a problem. The Gemara says in the first parak that the main reward that a person gets for participating in a wedding is if he listens to the drasha. Where's that Gemara? We have Vav Amud Beis. Agra debehi luli mili. Where's that Gemara? Agra debehi, here it is. Agra de Taneisa Tzitkas Agra de Hespeda de Luye. Agra de Behi Luli, here it's on the fourth wide line. On the fourth very wide line. On Vavam and Beis. There are narrow lines, wide lines, and very wide lines. So on the fourth very wide line, They say, Agra, the Behiluli is a wedding. The main reward that you get for attending a wedding is the mili, is that you listen to the drusha. The practice was used to give major drushas in the middle of weddings. In Eastern Europe, they used to have the mashgichim in the yeshivas used to give major musashmosim in the middle of weddings. Other parts of the world, they gave major drushas under the chuppah. Okay. So if it's the middle of the meal, then it'll sometimes be a problem. Hasach hadas, in the middle of eating. We still don't know what the matan sron shel mitzvah. Moshe says the main reward for attending a wedding is.
But how do they know that it's dafka b'dvarim or as opposed to any other passage?
That's a good question. How does he know? But it doesn't contradict the maimer that you're quoting. You don't know which mitzvah you're going to get more reward than which other mitzvah. We don't know which one gets more reward than what. But here the Gemara is saying the main reward for this is this. The main reward for that is this aspect. If you have a choice of participating in this aspect or that aspect, if you have a choice by attending the wedding, you can either listen to the drasha, do the dancing, so make sure you listen to the drasha, the milia, make sure you deliver the drasha, whatever the reward is for.
Why not just stay home and learn instead of going to the wedding?
Okay. No, that's a mitzvah to mimisameh chasam v'kala. So you don't say hoisek b'mitzvah patam in a mitzvah when it's a mitzvah she'efshel is kaim ayde acherim. It depends. If there's a bus going to the wedding and there's so many seats on the bus, and that's it. So they have the 35 seats are taken. So I don't have to run to be one of the first 35. Let another 35 people go. I'll stay home and look. But if they need me, without me it's going to be missing. And the simcha says it's a mitzvah she'efshel is kaim ayde acherim. Then you say that oisik b'mitzvah patam in a mitzvah does not apply. You don't say let him learn Torah and he'll be patur from performing the mitzvah. You don't say like that. Oisik b'mitzvah doesn't apply to Talmud Torah. Unless it's a mitzvah she'ef shel iskayim, so let the other people do the mitzvah. It'll be taken care of. So Rashi writes, mili means l'sameach achosim midvar. Rashi doesn't say it goes on the drasha. Rashi says, to crack jokes or something, to say things that will entertain the chas. And others say mili means the drasha that you give. Yeah.
In regards to tefillas a kelim, when you tefillas a kelim, each kelim, you get to be tefillas a kelim for one day, then you become tefillas the next day. So you make a separate bracha each time on the kelim. So the Torah, if you're going to take both kelim on the same day, so when the Torah be.
You say one bracha. So the shaila is it permissible to talk in between the tefillah of the first kli, tefillah of the second kli? So that's the same shaila as the shechita. Is it permissible to talk in between the first shechita and the second shechita? So that's the machlokes of Rishonim. So we would pass on lechatchila should not talk, but if you did talk, you wouldn't have to repeat the bracha, right? It's the same shaila as by the shechita.
Would we go on bracha shechita by bringing two kelim on two separate days? If you said one bracha.
If it's within reason to bring them all on the same day, unless it's too difficult. Unless he bought one kli today and he needs it today. So you tell him, wait till tomorrow. He can't wait till tomorrow. He wants to use today's kli today. Okay, but whenever it's within reason to do them both at the same time, that would talk to be garam brocha shein tzricha. That's right. You should always try to save on the brocha. Yeah. Okay, then the Gemara gives etzis about good health, about eating and drinking, and so on, which foods you should eat, which foods are unhealthy. There is a din, a person has to be careful with his health. A person is not a balabas on his life to take his life, and is not a balabas on his life to cause harm to his body. So he's going to eat, the Gemara says he's going to eat mustard every day, he's going to get a heart attack. So the Gemara says don't eat mustard every day, and don't eat the beans every day. It's going to give you a bad odor, it's going to give you a gas, and so on. So you have to follow, and the days of the Gemara, they followed the doctors of their generation. Today we follow the doctors of our generation. Whatever the mumchim in the generation think is good for your health, that's what you have to listen to. In Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Kari writes that we don't follow, he quotes all the Rishonim, we don't follow the refuahs that say in the Gemara. Bein l'hokol, bein l'hachmer. The Gemara relied on their doctors. So Rabbi Yosef Kari says, we rely on our doctors. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to perform a bris on a baby unless you bathe the baby with warm water in advance and after the bris because it's a suffix sakana of infection. So today we have antiseptics, so there's no suffix sakana. Days of Rabbi Yosef Kara in the 1500s in Sfas, they didn't have any antiseptics. And he says, we just don't do it, period, that's all. He says, we have, apparently they have cleaner conditions, more hygienic conditions, and we just don't bathe the baby with hot water before and after the bris. Everything is in Gansen different. And the Gemara says that this is so important. If you had the bris done on Shabbos and you don't have any hot water, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos in order to cook water, in order to bathe the baby, as there is a suffix sakona. And Rabbi Yosef Kara says today, not allowed. We don't follow the refuos in the Gemara. Not lachem, not lahachmer. The Rishonim say, whoever follows the refuos in the Gemara is dama berosh. We follow the doctors of our generation. They follow the doctors of their generation. We follow the doctors of our generation. Then the Gemara has, getting back to the halacha, that's where the Rambam also has. The Rambam doesn't always quote the refuos from the Gemara. The Rambam writes his own refuos, but he has a whole section on Hilchos Deyos about how to eat and how to sleep and what you should eat and what you shouldn't eat. Because that's part of our religion. You have to keep your body healthy. A person is not a balabas on his life to take his life and not to take his good health. You have to be careful about your health. The people are so careful not to have fish with meat. Because the Gemara says that it's a sakana that if you have fish that was cooked with meat, you may develop tzaras. You may develop some kind of leprosy. So the Magen Avraham writes that he hasn't seen it. We haven't heard that anybody developed the sickness. He doesn't think that it applies bizman hazeh. So people are so careful about the health. They're overweight. They weigh twice as much as they should weigh. They smoke cigarettes all the time. They do everything that's absolutely unhealthy. But this fish and meat, they'll never eat fish and meat. They'll have, the Shach says this, the sakana only is if the two are cooked together. But if the fish and the meat were cooked separately, you're eating them together, Shach thinks that there's no sakana. So people, the Jews are so careful, we have two different forks. Not only if it's not cooked together, we won't even use the same fork. I'll be licked off the fork already from the fish. No, we're so concerned about our good health, we insist on having two different forks. And then, why? Because the Halakha Gemara said, the Halakha Gemara quoted from the Halakha Gedoyish doctors in the days of the Gemara. Whatever the doctors say, Madrash, if doctors today say that it's unhealthy to be overweight and it's unhealthy to smoke and so on. So you're not allowed to do that. So getting back to the Mishnah, the opening Mishnah had a Machlege Satanai. The Chachamim's opinion is that you say Bar Pri Adama and all vegetables, and Rabbi Yudah breaks it up into two categories. On the Al Hayirokas, if the green vegetables, Rabbi Yudah says you don't say the bracha bar pri adam, you say bari minei dishoy. You need more pirut. Yeah. This is the machloikas and hilchas birchas hanehanim. Then they tell you on the side to look in sukkah mem vav amid aleph. Sukkah mem vav amid aleph, vaita machloikas, Rabbi Yudah in the chachamim. A person is about to fulfill several mitzvahs. Which are the several mitzvahs that he wants to fulfill? So, hoy lefonov kama mitzvahs. So Rashi writes, tzitzis tefillin lulav sukkah. That's a question, how to read the Rashi. He has all the four mitzvahs to do. Tzitzis tefillin lulav sukkah. So Rashi put on tefillin al chalamayim. Rashi probably did put on tefillin al chalamayim with the bracha. Probably did. That's the meaning in Germany. Is that they Rabbi Kedega put on tefillin with the bracha? The Yekas put on tefillin with the bracha. So Mizdama Rashi did. So others say no. The Rashi should be read with a semicolon. Tzitzis and tefillin, semicolon, and lulav and sukkah. He's doing these two mitzvahs together on a regular day. Tzitzis and tefillin, or he's doing lulav and sukkah on sukkah. So he wants to do lulav and sukkah. It doesn't make a difference whether he's doing four mitzvahs together or he's doing two mitzvahs together. So what does he say for the bracha? So in the normal circumstances, say Alatilas Lulav on the Lulav, you say Leisha Basuk on the Sukkah. Say Lahaniach Tefillin on the Tefillin Shal Yad, and you say Nesata B'Tzitzis on the top. What if you're about to do two mitzvahs? Can you kill two birds with one stone by reciting one bracha? What's the one bracha going to be? Shekshan Sanu, how do you finish? Lasis Mitzvaysav, Lishmar Mitzvaysav. So the Chachamim say, Hoy Lepon of Kama Mitzvah, so you say a general bracha. Shekshan Sanu, Lekai Mitzvaysav. And Rabbi Yudah disagrees. He says, no, you need pirut. Just like over here by Birchas Hanenin, and he says, you need pirut. You have to say, Bar Minu Dishoim, on the green vegetables and Bar Pri Adama, on the potatoes and on the carrots and on the tomatoes, so too by mitzvahs, Bichas HaMitzvahs, you require pirut. So the Gemara says there and here, my time of the Reb Yudah. My time, Reb Yudah. The Gemara says it's based on the pasuk Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. What does it mean? In Tillim, you only bless Hakadosh Baruch in the daytime. No, the loy malach kol yom vayom tein lamein berchayisav shel yom. Every day you should mention the kedushas hayom. If today is Shabbos and today is Yom Tov, you should mention that the Shabbos mein Shabbos and Yom Tov mein Yom Tov. You should mention the ein hamayra in the tefillah in the Shemoneh Esrei as well as in the Birchas Hamazon. So you see from that pasuk, you should mention Mein Amora, you should have Pirut, not just to thank the Rabban Shalom every day for every glorious day. Some days are more glorious than other days. So Shabbos Yom Tov are more glorious than other days. So you have to mention that. So too, you thank the Rabban Shalom for creating a beautiful world with delicious food. Yeah, but you say, Ho'etz on this food and Hadom on that food, and you say, Barimid Deshoim on the green foods. So that's Reb Yudah in both cases. Reb Yudah by the Birchas Hananim requires more pirut than the Chachamim, and Reb Yudah by the Birchas HaMitzvahs requires more pirut than the Chachamim. How do we paskin? So we split the psak. Here, by Birchas Hananim, we do not paskin like Reb Yudah. And there, in Sukkah and Menvah, we do paskin like Reb Yudah. Even though the Gemara presents it, it's all the same thing. Machlek is Reb Yudah and the Rabbanan parallel, and the Machlekes is based on Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Yeah. The answer is, everybody agrees that you need pirut. Everybody agrees you need pirut by the mitzvahs. Everybody agrees that you need pirut by the Birchas Hananim. The only thing is, how much pirut are you going to do? If you're doing lulav and sukkah, one after the other, so if you can save yourself one bracha, so that's what the Chacham hold, that's called garim bracha shein tzricha. So why should you say a bracha mefuretes separately on the lulav and separately on the sukkah? In order to have the pirut, it's a shtikol garim bracha shein tzricha. So the Chacham say, under these circumstances, you combine the two together, you say, lishma mitzvaysa. So Reb Yudah insists, no, the pirut is more important than the garim bracha shein tzricha. But over here, we have pirut. You say bar pri adami, you say bar minim zayin, you say bar pri yad. It's enough pirut. You don't have to have so much pirut to divide the vegetables into two categories. So here we don't accept Reb Yudah's opinion. There in Sukkah Menvah, we do accept Reb Yudah's opinion. Yeah, what's Taka the din if a person davens on Rosh Chodesh and he forgot to say Yalla V'Yavai? So he's not Yotzei D'Shemoneh Esrei. So he says he's Yotzei D'Shemoneh Esrei, but he just wasn't Yotzei this din of B'chol Yom V'Yom Tein L'Meim B'chol Yisim Shol Yom. So that's the shaila that the Tosis raises on Chavav and Mabes. If a person, Rabbi, those who went to the weekend, Rabbi Cohen gave a shiur on this before Kabbalah Shabbos, I think. Half an hour before Kabbalah Shabbos. So he went with the Tosis, Kabbalah and Beis, famous Tosis. The Tosis has a shaila, a person daven mincha on Rosh Chodesh, if said the Shemoneh Esrei, we forgot to say Yalla V'Yavai. He doesn't remind himself until it's already way into the night time, and now it's already Ois Rosh Chodesh, no more Rosh Chodesh. So should I say he wasn't Yotzei Mincha, and whoever didn't daven mincha has to daven Ma'ariv twice, the second one, L'Shem Tashlumen? But he say no, he was Yotzei Mincha, he was Yotzei Lechavis Haskaras Kedushas Hayayim. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, Chol Yom Yom Tein Lameim Bechoysim Shal Yom. He wasn't Yotzei Lechavis Haskara. So if it would be still Zman Mincha, if the person Davis Mincha is still Zman Mincha, the Chachamim would allow him, they would require of him, he should offer a Tfilas Nedove, Mincha, he was Yotzei already. They would require of him, he should offer a Tfilas Nedove, because Mincha, he was Yotzei. Should offer tefillas nedava in order to gain the mitzvah of haskaras kedushas hayom. But it's not that he wasn't yotzei tefila at all. So let's say if he davened mincha and he forgot to say Yalla V'Yavai Rosh Chodesh, then balayla he realizes he forgot Yalla V'Yavai. Balayla is already no longer Rosh Chodesh. So what is he going to gain by saying a second Shemoneh Esrei? He's not going to say Yalla V'Yavai tonight. Or even if tonight, many paskim say, even if tonight is Rosh Chodesh, let's say it's 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So the first day of Rosh Chodesh, he forgot Yalla V'Yavai by Mincha. So then when he says Ma'ariv the second night, he is going to say Yalla V'Yavai. So would you recommend that he should say Shemoneh Esrei twice, Balailot, and say Yalav Yava both times, and the second time it'll be the Tashlum and to make up for the Mincha that he missed, and many Pesachim say no. He didn't miss Mincha. He was Yaitse Mincha. He just didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Chayvus Haskaras Kedushas Hayom Bizmano. So what is going to help that he's going to say Yalav Yava Balayla? He said Yalav Yava in the first Shmoneh Esrei Balayla. He said Haskaras Kedushas Hayom. Let's say, what's the din if a person forgot, the Chazan forgot Yalav Yava in the Tefillah Balacha Shav Shabbos? What's the din? Not Tefillah Balacha. Excuse me. The Gemara has a din. If the Chazan forgot, the Chazan is repeating Chazaras HaShatz, and the Chazan forgot Yalav Yava in the Chazaras HaShatz of Shabbos. The Chazan forgot to say Yalav Yava Chazaras HaShatz. Everybody screams out Yalav Yava, Yalav Yava. Chazan didn't hear, just keeps on going. He finishes the whole Shmoneh Esrei. So what should the rabbi tell him? What is he supposed to do? So the Gemara says he doesn't repeat. That's the Gemara Lamed on the base, right before the end of Perek Tefillos HaShachar. And the Gemara says, "Betzibushana." That's by the tiny letter Dalid. The Ayin Mishpat has the letter Dalid, and then the tiny letter Hey. Lavit Malam Rabbi Yechon Betzibushana. If the Chazan forgot Yalav Yavai and the Chazaras Hashatz of Shachris, we won't. The Rabbi will not require that he should repeat the Chazaras Hashatz. We will rely on the Musaf. What do you mean rely on the Musaf? But he wasn't Yotzei the Chazaras Hashatz of Shachris. Musaf is another story. The answer is no. He's not going to daven Musaf in the afternoon. He's going to daven Musaf in the Zman of Shachris. They have to go to work in the morning. So they daven Shachris and they forgot, Chazan forgot Yalav Yavoi. The din is that you yotze the tefillah, just not yotze the chayvus haskaras kedushas hayom. So normally we would recommend that he should offer a tefillah nedaveh if a person forgets Yalav Yavoi. So he's yotze Shmoneh Esrei, just not yotze the chayvus haskar baruch Hashem yom yom. So we would normally recommend he should daven over Shmoneh Esrei to make a tefillah nedaveh. Yeah, tefillah nedaveh is only for a yochid. A yochid can give a tefillah nedaveh like a yochid can give a korban nedaveh. There is no nidvas tzibur. He can't have. The rabbi decides he wants the whole tzibur to daven shachris a second time today. He wants everybody to daven mincha a second time. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Rif and Ram, there is no tefillah nedaveh with tzibur. A yochid can make a tefillah nedaveh. The tzibur doesn't have korbanis nedaveh. The only, when do you have korbanis tzibur, korbanis nedaveh? When do you have it? Kites on his back. What is kites on his back? When do you have kites on his back? If something, yeah, no, if something start, if it's brought from machtes shekel money, it's to start off from machtes shekel money. Or if you have moisa kachi kachi mekorev nidvas tzibur, oilas nidvas tzibur. Rare cases. But you can't just have the tzibur is going to bring an oilas nidovah. You can't have a nidvas tzibur just like that. So the halacha says, if the chazan said the chazaras hashatz of shachas, if you've got yalav yavoi, he was yotzei the shachris. The whole tzibur was yotzei the chazaras hashas. They weren't yotzei the chayvus haskaras kedushas hayom. So if it would have been a yochid, we would have recommended let him repeat the Shmoneh Esrei, let him offer tefillas nedaveh in order to gain, in order to chaparayin the chayvus haskaras kedushas hayom. But tzibur, we don't have such a thing as a tefillas nedaveh. So we say let him rely on musaf, and he has to make sure that he's going to daven the chazaras hashas and musaf in the same zman of shachris. If they plant the daven musaf after Chatzos Musaf, you have to daven l'chatchil before the end of Shor Shvius. So let's say they plan to daven Musaf in between 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock in the Shor Shvius. So then you can't rely on Musaf. You're not supposed to do like that. The only time the Gemara says, "Shochach loymar yalav yovei lo hiskir esh chodesh b'shachris em achzir mosim ha'shiyach liyom b'bim musafin," if they're going to daven Musaf in this man of Shachris, so that time period, that's man tfilo, will be covered with the Haskaras Kedushas Hayom. So let's say again, if you daven Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, if you got Yalav Yavai, so Mincha Yibu Yotze, you just weren't Yotze, Chavis Haskaras Kedushas Hayom. So what is going to help Balaila is the second day Rosh Chodesh. So you're going to say Yalav Yavai in Mayrib, then you're going to say another Shmoneh Esrei with Yalav Yavai. What is that going to help? But your second Yalav Yavai is not in this man of Tfilos Mincha. The only time the Gemara says, if you say a second Shmoneh Esrei, Yotze the Chayvus Haskaras Kedushas Hayom, if you're saying the second Shmoneh Esrei within the same Zman Tefillah as the first Shmoneh Esrei, when you were supposed to have mentioned it, but not from Mincha to Maariv. So many Poskim say, even if it's, Mishneh Berurah quotes those who say like that, even if it's 2 days Rosh Chodesh and you forgot Yalav Yavai by Mincha on the first day, you wouldn't say a second Shmona Esrei by Maira. You won't gain anything. You said Yalav Yalav by Maira for it. What do you accomplish by saying another Shmona Esrei, another Yalav Yalav? The second Yalav Yalav is in the same time slot as the first Maira of Digin Shmona Esrei in the first Yalav Yalav. You want to gain a Yalav Yalav in the Zman of Mincha. No, you lost it. Found you lost it. So there's no way to fix it. Same is true regarding Birchas HaMazon. The Gemara says, what if a person recites Birchas HaMazon and he forgot to say Ritzei, or he forgot to say Yalav Yavai on Shabbos HaYantif? So the Gemara says, if one forgot to say Yalav Yavai, Chalamayit HaRam HaShchedesh, when there's no Chay Basude, so you don't have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon. If one forgot to say Ritzei Yalav Yavai on Shabbos HaYantif, when there is a Chay Bas Birchas HaMazon, so then you have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon. Why does it depend on the Chayvus HaSuda? What's the Pshat? Why does it depend on Chayvus HaSuda? So the Pashtus is, Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole shiur, he showed from all the Rishonim like that. Pashtus is that benching is the same as Shmoneh Esrei. The Chayvus HaSkoras, Kedushas HaYoyim, is not Lehikuva in the benching. If a person benches, he forgot, he'd say, he forgot the Yalav Yavai, he's Yotze the benching. He's just not Yotze the Sudas Yontif. He's not Yotze the Suda Shabbos. You have to be, in order to be Yotze Suda Shabbos, Suda Yontif, you have to be Kaveh the Suda, L'shem Suda Shabbos, and Kaveh L'shem Suda Yontif. How does one accomplish such a kviyas? So you accomplish it, first of all, by reciting Kiddush in the beginning, and secondly, by mentioning Yalav Yavai Ritzei in the Birchas HaMazon at the end. If you're going to mention, you're going to leave out Ritzei Yalav Yavai, so you didn't do the full act of kviyas. You said the Kiddush in the beginning, but you didn't say the Askaras Kiddush Zayim at the end. So there's something lacking in the Suda. You're not Yotze Suda Shabbos. Let's say a guy's eating already the fifth meal on Shabbos. He doesn't eat five meals on Shabbos, then he forgets Yalav Yavai. He forgets to say Ritzei. He doesn't need this meal for the Suda's Shabbos. He's Yotze. He already had three Sudas on Shabbos. So since he doesn't need this meal for Shabbos, so if he forgets Ritzei, he doesn't have to bench over. Atesis is not even sure what if a person eat shalashudas, and he had bread, and he forgot to say Ritzei. Does he have to bench over or not? The Tosfos says, Mesupik, can one be Yotze Suda Shlishis without bread? Here the Tosfos, Mem Tes on the base, the top Tosfos, Yiboy Yochel, Yiboy Lo Yochel. The first two meals, Friday night and Shabbos morning, you have to have pas. If you don't have pas, then you're not Yotze. The third meal, the Riyas Mesupik, maybe one can be Yotze with Mini Targima. What's the suffix? Why should there be a difference between the third meal and the first two meals? The answer is, why do you have to have one meal by Laila and one meal by Yom of Pas? The answer is, the Gemara says that Kvod Yom Odif Mekvod Laila. The Bavli says, Kvod Yom Odif Mekvod Laila. If you have a special delicacy that the family enjoys, chopped liver or something like that, sholen, they enjoy that specially, and you don't want to make it for both meals, and it's a toss-up, should I serve this special delicacy Shabbos in the daytime or Friday night? So we say, kvod yom demodif, mekvod laila, you should give it by yom. The Magen Avraham quotes the Zohar that says, fakert, kvod laila adif, mekvod yom. Just the opposite, but they both have something in common. The Gemara with the Zohar both assume that there's a separate chiv kvod yom and a separate chiv kvod laila. One could have argued the point and said, 24 hours of Shabbos is one unit of time, and there's a din of kibud v'yoneg. You have to have delicious meals. And Shoyin, where do you come up to say there's a separate chiyuv kvod yom and separate chiyuv kvod laila? So that's the chiddush that the Bavli and the Zohar are both assuming. There's a din of kvod yom and a separate din of kvod laila. So the kvod yom and kvod laila is mechayiv you to have a suda with pas. And if you have without pas, then apparently you're not yotzei the suda is Shabbos. As far as Suda Shlishis is concerned, so that's what the Riz Mesupik, maybe can be Yotze with Minei Tagimet. That's only Zeich Alamon. That's not based on Kvod Yom and Kvod Laila. Zeich Alamon, maybe can be Yotze by having three meals, each one just having Minei Tagimet. You have a little snack on Leil Shabbos, you have a snack Shabbos in the morning, you have a snack Shabbos in the afternoon. So maybe you Yotze this Gimel Suda, so the Zeich Alamon with that, with the Minei Tagimet. The reason why we insist on having a Pas Balaila, a Suda that has a kviya suda with pas by laila and a suda with kviya suda by yom, that's because of the din of kvod yom and kvod laila. But the suda shlishis, that's mitzad a different din. That's because of the din of sholosh suda zeich alaman. As far as that's concerned, maybe all three sudas could have been yotze with minei targim. That's what there is mesupik. Maybe suda shlishis, which doesn't is not really required mitam kvod yom. I already had a meal in the daytime with pas, It's only required Zeichel Aman. So maybe Zeichel Aman, all three suddas would have been good with Minit Tagim. He's not sure. So the Riz Mesupik, that's the Taisus, the top Taisus of Mem Tes on the base. If Minit Tagim is sufficient for Shalashudas, so then you could have been Yotze Shalashudas without reciting Brechas HaMazon. You could have said Barnefashas at the end. Say Barnefashas, so there is no Haskaras Kedushas Ayyam. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom is only in Brechas HaMazon and in Alamichyam, they ain't Shalash. So if the din would have been that you can be yotze sudas lishus with mini tagim, and you could have been yotze with bar nefashas, so you see that you don't need a haskaras kedushas hayayim, you don't need a haskaras main amora in order to be kaver the suda the shame suda shabbos if mini tagim is good. So then even if you happen to have bread and you said bichas hamazon and you forgot to say ritzei, the bichas hamazon and you yotze anyway if you forget ritzei. The only thing you're not yotze is you're not yotze the suda. Over here, if you don't need a suda with pas, if it's good enough with minit tagima, so even if you forgot ritza, you would be yotze. So that's how we pass in la'alochem because of the suffix of the ri. So the shlisha shoshabachem super gari shemi boy lo yachal el minit tagima ki the pirusha minit tam that minit tagima is sufficient. Minit tagima is good. You say barnefashes. Say barnefashes. There is no haskaras kedusha sayyam. So you can't say that he's not yotze because he wasn't kaveh the suda the shem suda shabbos. You don't have to be kaveh by having haskaras ritzei. Shulchan Aruch, they have this chuvas Rashi. Mechaber quotes a chuvas Rashi. Let's say three people bench mezumen on Shabbos, and all three forgot to say ritzei, so all three have to bench over again. So they go, they ask the rabbi, what should they do? The rabbi says all three have to bench over again. So do they bench mezumen or not? So the Mechaber quotes Rashi, huh? The Mechaber quotes Rashi, they don't say mezumen. They were yotze the benching already. They weren't yotze the suda Shabbos. So the only time you have mezumen is if three people, shlosh shlocha kachas, and they weren't yotze bichas hamazon yet, so they should recite bichas hamazon b'chabur. But here, all three were yotze bichas hamazon. They're repeating the bichas, we allow them, we permit them to repeat the bichas hamazon in order to patch up the suda, to be kaveh the suda, the same suda Shabbos. So for that, you don't have a mezumen.
If only one of them said the benching, that they had a mezumen where the person who was mezumen said the benching.
Benching, the others didn't say.
So, and he forgot to say the ritzei. So does that mean that now they have to say three separate benchings? Or can they once again have that one person say it for them?
That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that there's no more zimun. No more zimun. Since all three were yetzi, bechas hamazon, so they don't have any mezumen now. So Mestama, we would require that each one should say his own bichas hamazon now. That's right.
Would it be better if you forgot to say then to wash and eat another meal in order to say benching it?
If you want to, you can do that.
But this is a kula.
Let's say Friday night they ate the meal and everyone's ready to pots and then they bench and they forgot to say ritzei. So the Gemara says you have to repeat the bichas hamazon. Repeat the bichas hamazon is a kula. We allow you to repeat the bichas hamazon and we don't declare it as a bracha levat tovah. If a person wants to be machmer, we would tell him to wash all over again and to have a whole meal all over again and then to say birchas hamazon ritzei. But if he's ready to platz, who wants to eat all over again? So the rabbis were mekel, once in a while the rabbis were mekel, so they allowed us to not to have another suit. You have an option.
Also, by shalashudas, if I know I'm going to have a bread by shalashudas, can that count as my suit of shnia out of order like that?
I mean, what if I had the suit of shnia and I forgot to say ritzei? And then later on, I'll be lying on shalashudas, and I'll say ritzei, and I'll wash, and I'll have suda shlishis. The pashtus says that it should be good. They quote in the name of Rab Chaim that he thought that it was good. And others say it's no good. I don't exactly understand why it should be no good. Makes good sense the way you say. Why does it have to be dafka in this order? You have to have one suda by yom, one suda by laila, because of quote yom and quote laila. Then there's another din zechel aman. You have three times minit tagima. So what's the difference whether the Midat Tagima Bayom preceded the Suda with the Pas or follows the Suda with the Pas? Should be the same thing. Maybe Lechatchila more correct is that the earlier Suda on Shabbos should be the more elaborate Suda. Maybe? Okay. But to the Yevet to say that you're not Yotze to the Yevet, that's the question. A lot of shuls, they have Kiddush on Shabbos morning, and whoever wants washes. So you wash and you have a little bit of a bite and then you go home and you eat a big meal, a fantastic meal. So they say the name of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, it wasn't there, that's what people say over there, he holds that that's not right lachatchila. The more correct is that the earlier Suda on Shabbos in the daytime should be the more elaborate Suda in the Surah Shlishi should be the less elaborate Surah. Okay, but it's not Makkah B'di'evet. They said it in his name, that L'chadchili should do like that. So again, this din that the Gemara has, Mem Amanal, Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom, B'chol Yom Yom, Ten Mem, B'chol Yom Yom, Ein Amor of Shabbos and Yom Tov, that's a din L'chadchili. It's not Makkah B'di'evet, not in the davening. And not in the not me'akev in the davening, it's not me'akev in the benching. He yotze the benching without it, just as shalat not yotze the suda, and yotze the davening without it. He didn't mention the haskaras kedushas hayah. So we would require of the person that he should daven over, not mechoyves tefillah. Tefillah he was really yotze the first time. He should say over the Shemana Esrei in order to fulfill the mitzvah of chayves haskaras kedushas hayah. It's a separate chiyuv, not. Part of the chiyuv of tefillah, separate din. Okay, the next Mishnah, famous Mishnah, we know that if a person by mistake says bar pi who eats on vegetables, he's not yotzei. But if by mistake one says bar pri hadama on fruits, that b'di'evet he is yotzei. Yeah, easy enough. Doesn't need any explanation. So we seem to understand it very well. But the Babli gives an explanation that the Rambam does not pasken like. The Babli says, "Oh, this has to do with the machlokes hatanoim and bikurim," and the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Tosfos says. Rabbi Yehuda, he did nirud alohak Rabbi Yehuda, because we have a stam Mishnah here that if he said bar pri hadama on fruits that grow on a tree, it's a b'di'evet, and that only goes like Rabbi Yehuda. You see clearly, the Rambam doesn't hold like the Babli. Here, the Rambam has a tiny letter mem yavish amayon. Maybe the Enokori. Rambam Paskin, maybe the Enokori. He Paskin is like our Mishnah. He doesn't Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Rambam holds that the Yerushalmi doesn't agree with the Babli, and the Rambam follows the Yerushalmi. What exactly? The Yerushalmi doesn't see any problem here. This Mishnah makes sense however you Paskin in Bikurim. It has nothing to do with us. What did the Babli put together, the Mishnah in Bikurim? So up to Gemara, Mantana, whose opinion is it? The Iker Ilon Arahi. That it makes sense to say bari priho adomo on a fruit that grows on a tree. Whose opinion is it that you can say bari priho adomo on a fruit that grows on a tree? But the Eben Hastes, Omar Amdachim by Yitzchak Rabbi Yudahi. The Stam Mishnah here in Brachas follows Rabbi Yudah's opinion, and Tosfos says that right that we pass like Rabbi Yudah, Alochik Rabbi Yudah, because the Sosan Lantana Kavas. What is the Machlekes Rabbi Yudah in the Rabbanim? When the farmer brings the Bikurim to the Beis Hamikdash, he's maybe the Korei. He recites Arami Abadova, Yerem Mitzrayma. He says, Inehi Vesis Reishis Priho Adoma Ashenasata Li Hashem. So the din is, you can only bring the Kurin, maybe the Korei, if you own the farm. Let's say I go to the shuk, and I buy fruits and vegetables. So you can't be maybe the Korei. You can't say, Inehi Vesis Reishis Priho Adoma. It's not his, it didn't grow in his field. So what if he had a field, and everything grew in his field? And he's bringing the Bikurim on his way to Yerushalayim, and then before he gets to bring it to Yerushalayim, somebody buys up his field from him. Meets another farmer, the other farmer pays him $1 million and he sells his field. By the time he brings the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, he doesn't have a field. So he can no longer say, Hinei Vesis, Reshit Priha Adoma, Hashanasata Li Hashem, he no longer has an Adoma. He doesn't own the field anymore. Okay? So then he's Eino Kori. He does not recite Mikra Bikurim. So here there's a Machlokes Hatanoim. He's bringing. What do you bring Bikurim? From which meaning? From the Shivas Aminim Shenashtapcha Behem Eretz Yisrael. So let's say he has Zesim, Anovim, Te'enim, Tamarim, Rimonim. From the Shivas Aminim, two Achit Masorim, and the other five are Peres O'Ilon, are fruits. So he has one of the five Peres O'Ilon, and he still owns the farm, but Yavish O'Ilon, that tree is dead. So can he say, Hinei Vesis Reishis Priho Adoma Shenasat Ali Hashem? These are the pears that grew from my Adoma. The pears grew from the tree, and the tree Gishtarb. The tree died already. It's not living anymore. So does it make sense? On the one hand, yeah. Reishis Priho Adoma. It grew in his farm, and he still owns the farm. But the pears that grow on a tree don't grow on the ground. It grows on the tree, and the tree grows on the ground. So that's a machlokes satanon. So the Chachamim say in the Mishnah, Yavish Amayim Yikta Seilon, maybe the Enekori. He cannot say, Hinei Reisis Reish V'Adama Shenasat, he no longer has the Adama. If Yudah says, maybe the Kori, no. Indirectly, all the pears that grow on the tree are really growing from the ground. So he still owns the field farm. He just no longer has a live tree, so he can still say. It grew by admoscha. So what is called admoscha? Admoscha is the tree, or admoscha is the ground? So the Gemara claims that's the machlokes Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim. So only if you pass like Rav Yehuda, then maybe Bikori, then you can accept the Psak and Amish. That's what Tosis points out, that's a simple reading in the Gemara. And the Rambam clearly passes against. The Rambam understood that the Yerushalmi doesn't put it together. So he understands, he follows the Yerushalmi against the Baal. That's a problem. The Rif in the end of Erevin, the last Perek in Erevin, discusses what do you do when there's a contradiction between the Bavli and Yerushalmi, and there's a Machlokes. So the Rif has this famous comment. It makes a historical statement that the Chachmei HaBavli were aware of everything that it says in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi was completed in the second generation of Amorim. Rabbi Yechanan was a student of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, and the Talmid of Rabbi Yechanan composed the Yerushalmi. And the Bavli was composed way later. In the days of Rabbi Ravashi was a few generations later. So the question is, were they aware? The Masadri HaBavli, were they aware of what it says in Yerushalmi? So every so often there'll be a Gemara in Bavli where the Gemara alludes to a story, and it never explained in Shas what the story is, and it only appears in the Talmud Yerushalmi. Oh, so some say it's a dead giveaway. You see, before you said the Bavli knew everything that was said in Yerushalmi. So that's not necessarily an indication. Maybe this was a famous story. The Gemara has in Sanhedrin one place. There was a tax collector. His name was Baya, and a whole story. He got involved. The whole story. So the Gemara never tells you what the story is. So Rashi fills in a long Rashi. He quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi what the story is. Every so often the Gemara has like that. The Gemara makes an allusion, and the allusion is never explained in the Talmud Bavli. It only appears in the Talmud Yerushalmi. So some Rishonim took it. You see that the Bavli was familiar with everything in the Talmud Yerushalmi. Others say no, this was a popular story in the days of the Bavli, so they didn't have to tell it. If you're going to talk, let's say someone's going to print a sefer, he's going to say, and President Bush said something. He has to explain who President Bush is. You're writing a sefer, and this year, so everybody knows that President Bush is. You say Dr. Land. Everybody knows Dr. Land, Mr. Jones. The sefer is written today. So you're writing about people alive today, about stories that everyone knows about. You don't have to spell everything out. It's a riot that he read all the newspapers, and he didn't read any newspapers. He knows President Bush. He listens to the radio. He knows the president. Doesn't show anything. So that's the shaila. So the Rif makes this historical assumption that the Chachmei HaBavli were aware of everything that it says in the Talmud Yerushalmi, and if they contradict what it says in Yerushalmi, Hilchos HaKabasroi, we follow the Bavli against the Yerushalmi. And others are not so convinced. So the Rambam usually follows the Rif, and the Rambam in the Hakdamah to the Mishnah Torah writes that the Bavli was more accepted than Yerushalmi. The Bavli, Rabbeinu Rav Ashi, had a conference of all the Rabbanim, and they all voted on everything, Omdul Dominion, more so than Yerushalmi. So it sounds like the Rambam is placing more reliance on the Bavli than on Yerushalmi, like the Rif does. But the Vilna Gaon points out in his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch that the Rambam Mekama Mekaymus will pass like the Yerushalmi, Keneged HaBavli. The one of them is in Yerideya, in the Siman about Bosesh in the Solomon Ayin. So the Rambam has a Pesach based on the Yerushalmi, and the Vilna Gaon writes there in Bir Agron, Yerideya. Kedarka Lipsika Yerushalmi Neged HaBavli Bekama Mekaymus. The Rambam often does like that. There's such a volume written, published by Rabbi Gorin, former chief rabbi, so he published the volume HaRambam B'Ha Yerushalmi, and he quotes many of the cases where the Vilna Gaon points out that the Rambam is passing like the Yerushalmi against the Bavli. So that's a problem. Here's also the case. Here, the Mefarshim say the Rambam passes against the Bavli because the Yerushalmi didn't make it totally Zedizem. So that's a problem. The Rambam himself says he always follows, he places more reliance on the Bavli, and every so often he'll follow the Yerushalmi. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, what if he said by mistake, he said Bar Piho eats on a vegetable that grows on the ground, so you're not even Yotze B'Diyev. So the Gemara said Pshita, the bracha just doesn't fit in. Why is that a chiddush? The other way there's room to negotiate. If he said Bar Pi Adam on fruits, there's what to discuss whether yes or not. But if he said Bar Piho eats on something that grows on the ground, isn't that a double poshut? What do you Pshita? What do you need a Mishnah for? Mara says, let's switch Ella Rabbudit. The Omar, there is a big machlekes hatanoim. What was the Eitz Hadas? What type of a tree was it? So the first opinion, Rav Meir says that it was a geffen. Why? Because wine brings all kinds of curses to mankind. People get drunk and they sin. That's what Noach did. So drink, eating from the Eitz Hadas is what caused the downfall of Adam HaRishon. So he thinks that it must have been grapes. That's Rav Meir. That's why they quote from the Vilna Gaon and Minig that on Rosh Hashanah you shouldn't eat grapes. His meaning was he didn't eat grapes because the chet of Eitz Hadas was on Rosh Hashanah. Adam HaRishon was created on Rosh Hashanah, the sixth day of creation. He was commanded not to eat from the Eitz Hadas, and he sinned on the same day, and he was judged and he was chased out of Gan Eden. He was punished all on the same day. The Rebbeinu Shlom told him, just like I judge you today, that's how the Pirkei de Rav Lezer says, just like I judge you today, so too I will judge all of your descendants on this day on Rosh Hashanah. The Vilna Gaon quotes that Pirkei de Rav Lezer on Shulchan Aruch. The Rishoni quote it, the Ran and Rosh Hashanah quotes it, but the Vilna Gaon on Shulchan Aruch quotes that. So that's based on Rav Meir, that the Eitz Hadas was a geffen, so we don't want to eat grapes on Rosh Hashanah. Some Kabbalists swarm right that that's why the Chachamim made a special inyan to recite Kiddush al Hayayin on Friday night as a tikkun for the Chet of Eitz Hadas. That Adam HaRishon ate the grapes on Erev Shabbos, and if he would have waited till Shabbos, the Ramban and Chulin quote such a medrash. If he would have waited till Shabbos, it would have been permissible to eat from the Eitz Hadas. He didn't have patience. He didn't have gedul to wait a few hours till Leil Shabbos. So we wait till Leil Shabbos, and then we make Kiddush over the wine, and we don't get drunk. Rav Meir says, look how terrible grapes are. Look what terrible things happen. So we take the grapes and we make wine, and we say Kiddush. We don't get drunk, we don't beat up our wives, and we don't curse, and we don't sin. So that's the tikkun for the chet of the Eitz Hadas. To make Kiddush over wine on Leil Shabbos. No. That's what Rav Meir says. He thinks they're guessing. They didn't. There's no rice from the Tanakh. He thinks that maybe it was grapes. Next Tana says, Rav Nechemi thinks it makes more sense to say te'enim, because it says, Vayispu ale te'eno. So the bedover she kilkalu bo niskinu. Since they sinned with the fig tree, so the Baruch Shalom made them clothing from the ale te'eno. The third Tana, Rav Yehuda says that it was chita. Then there's a fourth Tana who says that it was esro. It's also a famous position. Rav Yehuda says chita hoisa. Why? Because it's called Eitz Hadas. And the baby only develops his mind, his brains only develop, his ability to talk develops, to say Abba v'Ima, when he eats a kazayis dove. So the Gemara says, according to Rav Yehuda, wheat used to grow on the trees, and then after the chet of the Eitz Hadas, it stopped, no longer grows on the trees. So one might have thought, maybe you should say, maybe b'diyevet, bari pri hu eitz would be good on wheat. So kamashmal on the Mishnah, even according to Rav Yehuda, it's no good. Especially the way the Gemara said previously that the Mishnah goes like Rav Yehuda. But if you say Bar Pri Adama on fruits, yes, B'di-Yavid, it's only Alibid Rav Yehuda, the Mishnah Mikurim. That same Rav Yehuda, one might have thought that B'di-Yavid, Bar Pri Eitz should be good on Chitim. So Kamashmalan that it's not good, because now it's not a tree. Yeah. So what is the definition of a tree? So then the Gemara is going to give a definition. Okay, I have to apologize, I have to leave early. So maybe we'll daven Mincha now. Tomorrow we'll start with the definition. Now, come here, so the banana tree. The Torah quotes the Machlekes, what's the definition?